you do a pregame show before every game, but this is a crazy game. They're going really far away, as far as you can go, really, from here to play a game, and they're playing a damn good team.
And they're playing in a place where the Ravens have never won a game out in Seattle. Tough team, long trip. They leave on Friday, which is to get them there early, to acclimate a little bit, which
right.
is part of the game plan. Yeah, it's a tough team out there, but you know what? They've had their opportunity now to warm up ahead of what they knew was going to be the start of a tough stretch, and Seattle is the first of them. And they need to step up and start knocking down some good teams, and this is the first opportunity. You're talking about Russell Wilson as an MVP candidate, 14 touchdown passes, no interceptions.
Yeah.
The Ravens are obviously scrambling to fix their defense on the run, and we'll see what, if anything, Marcus Peters can do to help him out.
That's wild. Is he going to play this Sunday? Can he come in and grab a defense, at least the basics of it?
He can. I asked Brandon Carr about that. You know, what's all involved about just jumping in? He said, you know what, if you played football and you know how to mark a man, you can do your job.
Yeah.
Now, they'll have to simplify some things for him in as much as he is able to play, that, you know, he can cover a man. And when it gets to any of the exotic playbook stuff, obviously, that's going to take some time, but football is football, as they like to say, and we'll see if he can help out with at least a little bit of football on the defensive end.
Sounds like the Rams had a master plan, because when they let him go, I'm like, what are they doing? But then Jalen Ramsey shows up as a Ram.
Yeah, that was quite the switcheroo for them. And, you know, Peters became expendable only because they had a deal in place to get Jalen Ramsey, who they will consider an upgrade.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to have to pay him. Marcus Peters is a free agent. Once this season's over, somebody's going to have to pay him. But they obviously would rather take their chances with Ramsey than with Peters. So that's their prerogative. We'll see where it takes them. But the Ravens have made their move, and it's an upgrade for sure.
No doubt. We got a number one pick who's led the league in interceptions over the last 4 years. He's tied with somebody. He's really, really busy back there, and he's a great player.
He is. You know, Marlon Humphrey told us, he said, once I saw that we got him, I was thinking, what could I learn from him? 24 picks.
Wow.
I mean, there's something there.
So, yeah.
Yeah, these guys are really looking forward to it, to a man. And another thing that I asked some of the players about is, you know, having a front office that is as proactive as this one has been. I mean, they've added four guys to the defense in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was clear to them that the defense needed some help. So they didn't stand pat. They got busy. And Eric DaCosta has sort of, you know, redone the defense on the fly by necessity. I mean, they've had injuries. They've had guys who just haven't done the job. So if you think you can win your division, which the Ravens have every reason to believe they can.
Sure.
They're going to make sure they got the right guys in place to get it done.
Eric DaCosta's been so busy, and I see Ozzie jogging around the neighborhood like always. It's great.
Ozzie's got the great job now. The pressure isn't on him, but he's certainly a part of this still.
Yeah.
And Ozzie obviously learned by his side all these years. So a similar style, but I think Eric even more aggressive. In an era of the NFL where these trades are much more common than they used to be, you know, it used to be, you know, you just see a trade or two. Now teams are wheeling and dealing at this trade deadline, in part because there are a number of teams that are kind of looking to the future and rebuilding. And there are players who are asking out, like Jalen Ramsey,
yeah,
Minkah Fitzpatrick. I mean, there are guys who have been asking for trades that have been granted those trades. So there's some forces at work that have made it a busy market.
Somebody told a couple guys, don't be friends with Stash because you'll either get traded or get cut. And it happens. I don't know why.
Kenny Young was your guy, huh?
He was. Yeah, he was. But it's okay.
Well, he'll get a fresh start, and they'll wish him well, and we'll see what he can do out in L.A.
That's right. That's right. Well, good for him, too, because he gets to live in California. Mark, thanks so much, man. Let's look forward to Sunday and hope we get a win out there.
You got it, brother. We'll talk to you again next week.